narrated Marwan bin al-Hakim and Miswar bin Makhramah. When the Hawazin delegation came to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, after they had embraced Islam and requested him to return their properties and war prisoners to them, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, "To me, the best talk is the truth, so you may choose either of two things, the war prisoners or the wealth, for I have delayed their distribution." Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had waited for them for over 10 days when he returned from Ta'if. So when those people came to know that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was not going to return to them except one of the two things, they said, "We choose our war prisoners." Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, stood up amongst the Muslims, and after glorifying Allah as he deserved, he said, "Now then, these brothers of yours have come to us with repentance, and I see it logical that I should return their captives to them. So whoever of you likes to do that as a favor, then he can do it. And whoever amongst you likes to stick to his share, let him give up his prisoners, and we will compensate him from the very first fa', that is, war booty received without fight, which Allah will give us." On that, all the people said, "O Allah's Messenger, we have agreed willingly to do so. Return the captives." Then Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said to them, "I do not know who amongst you has agreed to this and who has not. You should return and let your leaders inform me of your agreement." The people returned and their leaders spoke to them, and then came to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and said, "All the people have agreed willingly to do so and have given the permission to return the war prisoners without compensation." Az-Zuhri, the sub-narrator, states, "This is what he has been related to us about the captives of Hawazin."